Editor's note. Barry Today is providing our readers with profiles on the federal candidates in the Simcoe Gray riding, which has boundaries that abut the city of Barry's western edge. The riding includes Isa Township and the village of Angus. For more local coverage on the federal election, visit our Canada Votes 2021 page. The MP in Simcoe Gray is again focusing on affordability as he runs for re-election. It's been a theme for his 20 years in local politics and one he says has only inflated over the last 2 years. Terry Dowdle is the Conservative candidate in Simcoe Gray for the 2021 federal election, and is running his second election campaign in the riding. The first question people are asking is why are we having an election during this period, said Dowdle. The other issue is Afghanistan, and how it's being handled on the world stage. Those visual images of the people over there who have helped Canada over the years, to see our government shut down for an election, it wasn't the right time for an election and I think people are extremely upset over that. The election has come early in the term, with just 2 years between the 2019 and 2021 votes. Dowdle is the incumbent, having won the Simcoe Gray riding during the 2019 election in his first foray into federal politics. He replaced former MP Kelly Leach. His political career started in municipal politics. He served as a community representative on a local school board, then was elected councillor in Isa Township. Dowdle was also elected as deputy mayor, then mayor. He served as deputy warden for the County of Simcoe Council and was interim warden for part of a term. While in municipal office, Dowdle was elected to the board of directors for the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. He says his experience with the federal advocacy organization sparked his interest in federal politics. Affordability is a huge issue, said Dowdle, who lives in Clearview Township. I'm seeing people fall behind. Ellipsis. Affordable housing and affordability, no matter what party you're with, it's pretty important and you have to come up with a plan. He noted in Simcoe Gray it's increasingly difficult for people in entry-level jobs to find a home they can afford. In Collingwood and the Blue Mountains, there are doctors and police unable to find a home in the community where they're trying to work. We have such a great riding that people want to live here, said Dowdle. Obviously, there aren't enough units and it comes down to supply and demand. I think the key is to have different levels of housing and different styles that haven't been done before. Inflating the affordable housing challenge is rising costs for everything else, Dowdle said. It's hard to have affordable housing and have everything else cost more, he said. It's a national issue because it's almost everywhere in Canada. I think we need all hands working together, sooner rather than later. He says there needs to be cooperation between federal, provincial, municipal and county governments to come up with solutions and actions to make housing more affordable. Cooperation on affordable housing should be nonpartisan, according to the incumbent MP. He'd also like to see all parties working together for job creation, reinstatement and preserving the environment by reducing carbon footprints. Dowdle is one of six candidates running in the federal election for the Simcoe Gray riding. The other five candidates include Ken Stuffer, Christian Heritage Party, Adam Minitel, People's Party of Canada, Lucas Gillies, NDP, Nicholas Clayton, Green Party, and Bren Munro, Liberal. The federal election is September 20, with advance voting beginning September 10.